gigs with reward points for large Muse-related advertising and manufacturing expenses. I am not spending more money to get pennies on the dollar. These costs are inevitable, so I capitalize on them. This alone gets me a free round-trip international ticket each 3 months. 2. Purchase tickets far in advance, 3 months or more, or last minute, and aim for both departure and return between Tuesday and Thursday. Long-term travel planning turns me off and can be expensive if plans change, so I opt for purchasing all tickets in the last 4 or 5 days prior to target departure. The value of empty seats is $0 as soon as the flight takes off, so true last-minute seats are cheap. Use Orbitz, Orbitz.com, and Kayak.com first. Fix the departure and return dates between Tuesday and Thursday. Then look at prices for alternative departure dates each of 3 days into the past and each of 3 days into the future. Using the cheapest departure date, do the same with the return dates to find the cheapest combination. Check this price against the fares on the website of the airline itself. Then begin bidding on Priceline.com at 50% of the better of the two, working up in $50 increments until you get a better price or realize it's not possible. 3. Consider buying one ticket to an international hub and then an ongoing ticket with a cheap local airline. If going to Europe on a tight budget, you could get 3 tickets. One free Southwest ticket from transferring Amex points from California to JFK. The cheapest ticket to Heathrow in London, and then an uber-cheap ticket on either Ryanair or EasyJet to a final destination. I have paid as little as $10 to go from London to Berlin or London to Spain. That is not a typo. Local airlines will often offer seats on flights for just the cost of taxes and gasoline. To Central or South American destinations, I'll often look at local flights from Panama or international flights from Miami. When more is less, cutting the clutter. Human beings have the capacity to learn to want almost any conceivable material object. Given, then, the emergence of a modern industrial culture capable of producing almost anything, the time is ripe for opening the storehouse of infinite need. It is the modern Pandora's box, and its plagues are loose upon the world. Jules Henry. To be free, to be happy and fruitful, can only be attained through sacrifice of many common but overestimated things. Robert Henry. I know the son of one decamillionaire, a personal friend of Bill Gates, who now manages private investments and ranches. He has accumulated an assortment of beautiful homes over the last decade, each with full-time cooks, servants, cleaners, and support staff. How does he feel about having a home in each time zone? It's a pain in the ass. He feels like he's working for his staff, who spend more time in his homes than he does. Extended travel is the perfect excuse to reverse the damage of years of consuming as much as you can afford. It's time to get rid of clutter disguised as necessities before you drag a 5-piece Samsonite set around the world. That is hell on earth. I'm not going to tell you to walk around in a robe and sandals, scowling at people who have televisions. I hate that kashi-crunching, holier-than-thou stuff. Turning you into a possession-less scribe is not my intention. Let's face it, though, there are tons of things in your home and life that you don't use, need, or even particularly want. They just came into your life as impulsive flotsam and jetsam and never found a good exit. Whether you're aware of it or not, this clutter creates indecision and distractions, consuming attention and making unfettered happiness a real chore. It is impossible to realize how distracting all the crap is, whether porcelain dolls, sports cars, or ragged t-shirts, until you get rid of it. Prior to my 15-month trip, I was stressed about how to fit all of my belongings into a 14-by-10-foot rental storage space. Then I realized a few things. I would never reread the business magazines I'd saved. I wore the same 5 shirts and 4 pairs of pants 90% of the time. It was about time for new furniture, and I never used the outdoor grill or lawn furniture. Even getting rid of things I never used proved to be like a capitalist short circuit. It was hard to toss things I had once thought were valuable enough to spend money on. The first 10 minutes of sorting through clothing was like choosing which child of mine should live or die. I hadn't exercised my throwing out muscles in some time. It was a struggle to put nice Christmas clothing I'd never worn into the go pile, and just as hard to separate myself from worn and ragged clothing I had for sentimental reasons. Once I'd passed through the first few tough decisions, though, the momentum had been built, and it was a breeze. I donated all of the seldom-worn clothing to Goodwill. The furniture took less than 10 hours to offload using Craigslist, and though I was paid less than 50% of the retail prices for some and nothing for others, who cared? I'd used and abused them for 5 years and would get a new set when I landed back in the U.S. I gave the grill and lawn furniture to my friend who lit up like a kid at Christmas. I had made his month. It felt wonderful, and I had an extra $300 in pocket change to cover at least a few weeks of rent abroad. I created 40% more space in my apartment and hadn't even grazed the surface. It wasn't the extra physical space that I felt most. It was the extra mental space. It was as if I had 20 mental applications running simultaneously before, and now I had just one or two. My thinking was clearer, and I was much, much happier. I asked every vagabond interviewee in this audiobook what their one recommendation would be for first-time extended travelers. The answer was unanimous. Take less with you. The overpacking impulse is hard to resist. The solution is to set what I call a settling fund. Rather than pack for all contingencies, I bring the absolute minimum and allocate $100 to $300 for purchasing things after I arrive and as I travel. I no longer take toiletries or more than a week's worth of clothing. It's a blast. Finding shaving cream or a dress shirt overseas can produce an adventure in and of itself. Pack as if you were coming back in 1 week. Here are the bare essentials listed in order of importance. 1. 1 week of clothing appropriate to the season, including 1 semi-formal shirt and a pair of pants or skirt for customs. Think t-shirts, 1 pair of shorts, and a multi-purpose pair of jeans. 2. Backup photocopies or scanned copies of all important documents, health insurance, passport, visa, credit cards, debit cards, etc. 3. Debit cards, credit cards, and $200 worth of small bills in local currency. Traveler's checks are not accepted in most places and are a hassle. 4. Small cable bike lock for securing luggage while in transit or in hostels. A small padlock for lockers, if needed. 5. Electronic dictionaries for target languages. Book versions are too slow to be of use in conversation, and small grammar guides or texts. 6. 1 broad strokes travel guide. That's it. To see a video of how I pack to travel the world with less than 10 pounds, click on travel at 4hourblog.com. To laptop or not to laptop? Unless you are a writer, I vote no. It's far too cumbersome and distracting. Using Go to My PC to access your home computer from internet cafes encourages the habit we want to develop, making the best use of time instead of killing it. The Bora Bora Dealmaker. Baffin Island, Nunavut. Josh Steinitz, founder of NileProject.com, stood at the edge of the world and stared in amazement. He dug his boots into the 6 feet of sea ice, and the unicorns danced. 10 narwhals, rare cousins of the beluga, came to the surface and pointed their 6-foot-plus spiral tusks toward the heavens. The pod of 3,000-pound whales then fell into the depths once again. The narwhals are deep divers, more than 3,000 feet in some cases, so Josh had at least 20 minutes until their reappearance. It seemed appropriate that he was with the narwhals. Their name came from Old Norse and referred to their mottled white and blue skin. Noveler. Corpse man. He smiled, as he had done often in the last few years. Josh himself was a dead man walking. 1 year after graduating from college, Josh found out that he had oral squamous carcinoma. Cancer. He had plans to be a management consultant. He had plans to be lots of things. Suddenly none of it mattered. Less than half of those who suffered from this particular type of cancer survived. The Reaper didn't discriminate and came without warning. It became clear that the biggest risk in life wasn't making mistakes, but regret. Missing out on things. He could never go back and recapture years spent doing something he disliked. 2 years later, and cancer-free, Josh set off on an indefinite global walkabout, covering expenses as a freelance writer. He later became the co-founder of a website that provides customized itineraries to would-be vagabonds. His executive status didn't lessen his mobile addiction. He was as comfortable cutting deals from the overwater bungalows of Bora Bora as he was in the log cabins of the Swiss Alps. He once took a call from a client while at Camp Muir on Mount Rainier. The client needed to confirm some sales numbers and asked Josh about all the wind in the background. Josh's answer, "I'm standing at 10,000 feet on a glacier, and this afternoon the wind is whipping us down the mountain." The client said he'd let Josh get back to what he was doing. Another client called Josh while he was leaving a Balinese temple and heard the gongs in the background. The client asked Josh if he was in church. Josh wasn't quite sure what to say. All that came out was, "Yes?" Back among the narwhals, Josh had a few minutes before heading to base camp to avoid polar bears. 24-hour daylight meant that he had much to share with his friends back in the land of cubicles. He sat down on the ice and produced his satellite phone and laptop from a waterproof bag. He began his email in the usual way. "I know you're all sick of seeing me have so much fun, but guess where I am?" Q&A. Questions and actions. It is fatal to know too much at the outcome. Boredom comes as quickly to the traveler who knows his route as to the novelist who is over certain of his plot. Paul Theroux, To the Ends of the Earth. If this is your first time considering a commitment to the mobile lifestyle and long-term adventuring, I envy you. Making the jump and entering the new worlds that await is like upgrading your role in life from passenger to pilot. The bulk of this Q&A will focus on the precise steps that you should take and the countdown timeline you can use when preparing for your first mini-retirement. Most steps can be eliminated or condensed once you get one trip under your belt. Some of the steps are one-time events, after which subsequent mini-retirements will require a maximum of 2 to 3 weeks of preparation. It now takes me 3 afternoons. Grab a pencil and paper. This will be fun. 1. Take an asset and cash flow snapshot. Set 2 sheets of paper on a table. Use one to record all assets and corresponding values. including bank accounts, retirement accounts, stocks, bonds, home, and so forth. On the second, draw a line down the middle and write down all incoming cash flow, salary, Muse income, investment income, etc., and outgoing expenses, mortgage, rent, car payments, etc. What can you eliminate that is either seldom used or that creates stress or distraction without adding a lot of value? 2. Fear set a 1-year mini-retirement in a dream location in Europe. Use the questions from Chapter 3 to evaluate your worst-case scenario fears and evaluate the real potential consequences. Except in rare cases, most will be avoidable and the rest will be reversible. 3. Choose a location for your actual mini-retirement. Where to start? This is the big question. There are two options that I advocate. A. Choose a starting point and then wander until you find your second home. This is what I did with a one-way ticket to London, vagabonding throughout Europe until I fell in love with Berlin, where I remained for 3 months. B. Scout a region and then settle in your favorite spot. This is what I did with a tour of Central and South America, where I spent 1 to 4 weeks in each of several cities, after which I returned to my favorite, Buenos Aires, for 6 months. It is possible to take a mini-retirement in your own country, but the transformative effect is hampered if you are surrounded by people who carry the same socially reinforced baggage. I recommend choosing an overseas location that will seem foreign but that isn't dangerous. I box, race motorcycles, and do all sorts of macho things, but I draw the line at favelas, Brazilian shantytowns. See the movie City of God, Cidade de Deus, to get a taste of how fun these are. Civilians with machine guns, pedestrians with machetes, and social strife. Cheap is good, but bullet holes are bad. Check the U.S. Department of State for travel warnings before booking tickets. travel.state.gov. Here are just a few of my favorite starting points. Feel free to choose other locations. The most lifestyle for the dollar is stressed. Argentina, Buenos Aires, Cordoba. China, Shanghai, Hong Kong, Taipei. Japan, Tokyo, Osaka. England, London. Ireland, Galway. Thailand, Bangkok, Chiang Mai. Germany, Berlin, Munich. Norway, Oslo. Australia, Sydney. New Zealand, Queenstown. Italy, Rome, Milan, Florence. Spain, Madrid, Valencia, Sevilla. And Holland, Amsterdam. In all of these places, it is possible to live well while spending little. I spend less in Tokyo than in California because I know it well. Hip, recently gentrified artist areas, not unlike the Brooklyn of 10 years ago, can be found in almost all cities. The one place I can't seem to find a decent lunch for less than $20 U.S.? London. Here are a few exotic places I don't recommend for vagabonding virgins, though veterans can make them all work. All countries in Africa, the Middle East, or Central and South America, excepting Costa Rica and Argentina. Mexico City and Mexican border areas are also a bit too kidnap-happy to make it onto my favorites list. 4. Prepare for your trip. Here's the countdown. 3 months out. Eliminate. Get used to minimalism before the departure. Here are the questions to ask and act upon, even if you never plan to leave. What is the 20% of my belongings that I use 80% of the time? Eliminate the other 80% in clothing, magazines, books, and all else. Be ruthless. You can always repurchase things you can't live without. Which belongings create stress in my life? This could relate to maintenance costs, money and energy, insurance, monthly expenses, time consumption, or simple distraction. Eliminate, eliminate, eliminate. If you sell even a few expensive items, it could finance a good portion of your mini retirement. Don't rule out the car and home. It's always possible to purchase either upon your return, often losing no money in the process. Check current health insurance coverage for extended overseas travel. Get the wheels in motion to rent, swap, or sell your home. Renting out is most recommended by serial vagabonds, or end your apartment lease and move all belongings into storage. In all cases where doubts crop up, ask yourself, if I had a gun to my head and had to do it, how would I do it? It's not as hard as you think. 2 months out. Automate. After eliminating the excess, contact companies, including suppliers, that bill you regularly and set up auto payment with credit cards that have reward points. Telling them that you will be traveling the world for a year often persuades them to accept credit cards rather than chase you around the planet like Carmen Sandiego. For the credit card companies themselves and others that refuse, arrange automatic debit from your checking account. Set up online banking and bill payment. Set up all companies that won't take credit cards or automatic debit as online payees. Set these scheduled checks for $15 to $20 more than expected when dealing with utilities and other variable expenses. This will cover miscellaneous fees, prevent time-consuming billing problems, and accrue as a credit. Cancel paper bank and credit card statement delivery. Get bank-issued credit cards for all checking accounts, generally one for business and one for personal, and set the cash advances to $0 to minimize abuse potential. Leave these cards at home, as they are just for emergency overdraft protection. Give a trusted member of your family and or your accountant power of attorney, which gives that person authority to sign documents, tax filings, and checks, for example, in your name. This is a serious step and should not be taken with those you do not trust. In this case, it helps because your accountant can then sign tax documents or checks in your name instead of consuming hours and days of your time with faxes, scanners, and expensive international FedExing of documents. Nothing screws up foreign fun faster than having to sign original documents when faxes are unacceptable. 1 month out. Speak to the manager of your local post office and have all mail forwarded to a friend, family member, or personal assistant who will be paid $100 to $200 per month to email you brief descriptions of all non-junk mail each Monday. There are also services like earthclassmail.com, which will receive, scan, and email all of your non-junk mail to you as PDFs. Get all required and recommended immunizations and vaccinations for your target region. Check the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, cdc.gov/travel. Note that proof of immunizations is sometimes required to pass through foreign customs. Set up a trial account with GoToMyPC or similar remote access software and take a dry run to ensure that there are no technological glitches. This would be used if you leave your computer at home or in someone else's home while traveling. This step can be skipped if you bring your computer, but that is like a recovering heroin addict bringing a bag of opium to rehab. Don't tempt yourself to kill time instead of rediscovering it. If resellers or distributors still send you checks, the fulfillment house should handle customer checks at this point. Do one of three things. Give the resellers direct bank deposit information, ideal. Have the fulfillment house handle these checks, second choice. Or have the resellers pay via PayPal or mail checks to one of the people you are trusting with power of attorney, far third. In the last case, give the person with power of attorney deposit slips so he or she can sign or stamp and mail in the checks. It is convenient to become a member of a large bank. Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Washington Mutual, Citibank, etc., with branches near the person assisting you so that they can drop off the deposits while running other errands. No need to move all accounts to this bank if you don't want to. Just open a single new account that is used solely for these deposits. 2 weeks out. scan all identification, health insurance, and credit debit cards into a computer from which you can print multiple copies, several to be left with family members and several to be taken with you in separate bags. Email the scanned file to yourself so that you can access it while abroad if you lose the paper copies. If you are an entrepreneur, downgrade your cell phone to the cheapest plan and set up a voicemail greeting that states, "I am currently overseas on business. Please do not leave a voicemail as I will not be checking it while gone. Please send me an email at blank@blank.com if the matter is important. Thank you for your understanding." Then set up email autoresponders that indicate responses could take up to 7 days, or whatever you decide for frequency, due to international business travel. If you are an employee, consider getting a quad band or GSM-compatible cell phone so that the boss can contact you. Get a BlackBerry only if your boss will be checking to see if you are working via email. Be sure to disable the dead giveaway sent from a BlackBerry signature on outgoing email. Other options include using a Skype-in account that forwards to your foreign cell phone, my preference, or a Vonage IP box that allows you to receive landline calls anywhere in the world via a phone number that begins with your home area code. Find an apartment for your ultimate mini-retirement destination, or reserve a hostel or hotel at your starting point for 3 to 4 days. Reserving an apartment before you arrive is riskier and will be much more expensive than using the latter 3 to 4 days to find an apartment. I recommend hostels for the starting point if possible, not for cost considerations, but because the staff and fellow travelers are more knowledgeable and helpful with relocations. Get foreign medical evacuation insurance if needed for peace of mind. This tends to be redundant if you are in a first world country and can buy local insurance to augment your own, which I do. And it is useless if you are a 10-hour flight from civilization. I had evacuation insurance in Panama as it's a 2-hour flight from Miami, but I didn't bother elsewhere. Don't freak out about this. It's just as true if you're in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the U.S. 1 week out. Decide on a schedule for routine batched tasks such as email, online banking, etc., to eliminate excuses for senseless pseudo-work procrastinating. I suggest Monday mornings for checking email and online banking. The first and third Mondays of the month can be used for checking credit cards and making other online payments, such as affiliates. These promises to yourself will be the hardest to keep, so make a commitment now and expect serious withdrawal cravings. Save important documents, including the scan of your identification, insurance, and credit debit cards, to a small handheld storage device that plugs into a computer USB port. Move all things out of your home or apartment into storage. Pack a single small backpack and carry-on bag for the adventure, and move in briefly with a family member or friend. 2 days out. Put remaining automobiles into storage or a friend's garage. Put fuel stabilizer like Stabil in the gas tanks. Disconnect the negative leads from batteries to prevent drain, and put the vehicles on jack stands to prevent tire and shock damage. Cancel all auto insurance except for theft coverage. Upon arrival, assuming you have not booked an apartment in advance. First morning and afternoon after check-in. Take a hop-on, hop-off bus tour of the city, followed by a bike tour of potential apartment neighborhoods. First, late afternoon or evening. Purchase an unlocked cell phone with a SIM card that can be recharged with simple prepaid cards. Unlocked means that it is recharged with prepaid cards instead of being on a monthly payment plan with a single carrier such as O2 or Vodafone. This also means that the same phone can be used with carriers in other countries, assuming the frequency is the same, with a simple switch of the SIM memory card for $10 to $30 US in most cases. Some U.S.-compatible quad-band phones can use SIM cards. Email apartment owners or brokers on Craigslist.com and online versions of local newspapers for viewings over the next 2 days. Second and third days. Find and book an apartment for 1 month. Don't commit to more than 1 month until you've slept there. I once prepaid 2 months only to find that the busiest bus stop downtown was on the other side of my bedroom wall. Move-in day. Get settled and purchase local health insurance. Ask hostel owners and other locals what insurance they use. Resolve not to buy souvenirs or other take-home items until 2 weeks prior to departure. 1 week later. Eliminate all the extra crap you brought but won't use often. Either give it to someone who needs it more, mail it back to the U.S., or throw it out. Tools and tricks. Brainstorming mini-retirement locations. Virtual Tourist. VirtualTourist.com. The single largest source of unbiased, user-generated travel content in the world. More than 1 million members contribute tips and warnings for more than 25,000 locations. Each location is covered in 13 separate categories, including things to do, local customs, shopping, and tourist traps. This is one-stop shopping for most mini-retirements. Escape Artist. EscapeArtist.com. Interested in second passports, starting your own country, Swiss banking, and all the other things I wouldn't dare put in this audiobook? This site is a fantastic resource. Drop me a note from the Caymans, or jail, whichever comes first. Also search How to Be Jason Bourne at 4hourblog.com. Outside Magazine Online Free Archives, outside.away.com. The entire archive of Outside Magazine available online for free. From meditation camps to worldwide adrenaline hotspots, dream jobs to Patagonia winter highlights, there are hundreds of articles with beautiful photos to give you the walkabout itch. Grid Skipper, the urban travel guide. GridSkipper.com. For those who love Blade Runner-like settings and exploring the cool nooks and crannies of cities worldwide, this is the site. It is one of Forbes's top 13 travel sites and is highfalutin and lowbrow, all in the same breath, Frommer's. Translation, much of the content is not G-rated. If four-letter words or a world's sluttiest city poll bother you, don't bother visiting this site. Or Rio de Janeiro, for that matter. Otherwise, check out the hysterical writing and $100 a day info for cities worldwide. Lonely Planet, The Thorn Tree. Thorntree.lonelyplanet.com. Discussion forum for global travelers with threads separated by region. Family Travel Forum, familytravelforum.com. A comprehensive forum on, you guessed it, family travel. Want to sell your kids for top dollar in the Eastern Bloc? Or save a few dollars and cremate granny in Thailand? Then this isn't the site. But if you have kids and are planning a big trip, this is the place. U.S. Department of State Country Profiles. state.gov/r/PA/EI/BGN. World Travel Watch. WorldTravelWatch.com. Larry Habegger and James O'Reilly's weekly online report of global events and odd happenings relevant to travel safety, sorted by topic and geographic region. Concise and a must-see prior to finalizing plans. U.S. Department of State Worldwide Travel Warnings. Travel.state.gov. Mini-retirement planning and preparation. Fundamentals. Round the World FAQ. Includes travel insurance. PerpetualTravel.com/RTW. This FAQ is a lifesaver. Originally written by Mark Brosius, it has been added to by newsgroup participants for years and now covers nuts and bolts from financial planning to return culture shock and all in between. How long can you afford to be away? Do you need travel insurance? Leave of absence or resignation? This is an around-the-world almanac. Removing clutter. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. 1-800-GotJunk.com, FreeCycle, FreeCycle.org, and Craigslist, Craigslist.org. I used Craigslist's free category to get rid of 4 years of accumulated possessions in less than 3 hours on a Saturday evening. There were some for sale items that I also cleared out at 30% to 40% of original retail. I then hauled off the last remaining items using the uber-fast 1-800-GOT-JUNK paid service. FreeCycle is comparable to Craigslist for giving away and getting things for free when you're short on time. Get unattached and you'll make it a habit. I purge every 6 to 9 months, often including donations to Goodwill, goodwill.org, which can do pickups for free with advanced notice. One Bag, the art and science of packing light. OneBag.com. One of PC Magazine's top 100 can't-live-without sites. Pack light and experience lightness of being. U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. CDC.gov/travel. Recommended vaccinations and health planning for every nation in the world. Certain countries require proof of inoculations to pass through customs. Get the shots well ahead of time, as some take weeks to order. Tax planning. irs.gov/publications/p54/index.html. More good news. Even if you permanently relocate to another country, you will have to pay U.S. taxes as long as you have a U.S. passport. Not to fret. There are some creative legal sidesteps, such as Form 2555-EZ, which can provide up to an $85,700 income exemption if you spend at least 330 days of a consecutive 365 days off U.S. soil. This means you have 35 days in a given 12-month period to spend in the U.S. as you like, but no more. That's part of the reason my 2004 trip extended to 15 months. Get a good accountant and let them do the detail work to keep yourself out of trouble. U.S.-sponsored overseas schools. state.gov/m/a/OS. If the idea of pulling your children out of school for a year or two isn't appealing, stick them in one of more than 190 elementary and secondary schools sponsored by the U.S. Department of State in 135 countries. Kids love homework. Homeschooling 101 and Quick Start Guide. bit.ly/homeschooling101. This subsection of homeschooling.about.com provides a step-by-step process for considering homeschooling options that can be applied to education during extended travel. Children can often return to traditional public or private schools ahead of their classmates. Home Education Magazine, homeedmag.com. Rich collection of resources for homeschoolers, traveling families, and unschoolers. Links include curriculum, virtual support groups, legal resources, and archives. Good reasons to learn the law. Some U.S. states offer up to $1,600 of funding per year for qualified homeschooling expenditures, as it saves the state money not to educate your child in the public school system. Universal Currency Converter, XE.com. Before you get caught up in the excitement and forget that 5 British pounds does not equal 5 U.S. dollars, use this to translate local costs into numbers you understand. Try not to have too many "those coins are each worth $4 moments. Universal Plug Adapter, franzus.com. Carrying bulky cables and connectors is irritating. Get a TravelSmart all-in-one adapter with surge protection, the size of a pack of cards folded in half. It is the only adapter that I've used everywhere without problems. Note that it is an adapter, helps you plug things in, but it is not a transformer. If the foreign wall outlet has twice as much voltage as in the U.S., your gadgets will self-destruct. Yet another reason to purchase necessities abroad instead of taking them all with you. World Electric Guide, KROPLA.com. Figure out outlets, voltage, mobile phones, international dialing codes, and all sorts of things related to electric mismatching worldwide. Cheap and round-the-world airfare. Orbitz, Orbitz.com. Kayak, Kayak.com. And Sidestep, Sidestep.com. Search 400-plus airlines worldwide for each service. Orbitz is my starting point for pricing comparisons, after which I check both Kayak and Sidestep. Sidestep has proven most effective when searching for flights that start and end outside of the U.S. Travelzoo Top 20. Top20.travelzoo.com. Moscow for $129 one way. These last-minute weekly travel specials might be the push you need to pull the trigger. Priceline. Priceline.com. Start bidding at 50% of the lowest Orbitz fare and move up in $50 increments. Seafares. Seafares.com. Consolidator fares with free and low-cost memberships. I found a round-trip ticket from California to Japan for $500. 1-800-FLY-EUROPE. 1-800-FLY-EUROPE.com. I used this to get the $300 round-trip from JFK to London that left 2 hours later. Discount airlines for flights within Europe. Ryanair.com, EasyJet.com. Free worldwide housing, short-term. Global Freeloaders, globalfreeloaders.com. This online community brings people together to offer you free accommodation all over the world. Save money and make new friends while seeing the world from a local's perspective. The Couchsurfing Project, couchsurfing.com. Similar to the above, but tends to attract a younger, more party-hardy crowd. Hospitality Club, hospitalityclub.org. Meet locals worldwide who can provide free tours or housing through this well-run network of more than 200,000 members in 200-plus countries. Free worldwide housing, long-term. Home Exchange International, homeexchange.com. This is a home exchange listing and search service with more than 12,000 listings in more than 85 countries. Email directly owners of potential homes, put your own home, apartment, on the site, and have unlimited access to view listings for 1 year for a small membership fee. Paid housing, from arrival to the long haul. Otalo, otalo.com. Otalo is a search engine for vacation rentals that searches across the Internet's many different vacation rental sites and 200,000-plus homes. Otalo is like a kayak.com for vacation rentals. The site scours a variety of other rental search sites and aggregates the results in one easy-to-use search tool. Hostels.com. Hostels.com. This site isn't just for youth hostels. I found a nice hotel in downtown Tokyo for $20 per night and have used this site for similar housing in 8 countries. Think location and reviews. See hotel chatter next, instead of amenities. 4-star hotels are for binge travelers. This site can offer a real local flavor before you find an apartment or other longer-term housing. Hotel Chatter. Hotelchatter.com. Get the real scoop on this daily web journal with detailed and honest reviews of housing worldwide. Updated several times daily, this site offers the stories of frustrated guests and those who have found hidden gems. Online booking is available. Craigslist. Craigslist.org. Besides local weekly magazines with housing listings such as Bild or Zitty, no joke, in Berlin, I have found Craigslist to be the single best starting point for long-term overseas furnished apartments. As of this writing, there are more than 50 countries represented. That said, prices will be 30 to 70% less in the local magazines. If you have a tight budget, get a hostel employee or other local to help you make a few calls and strike a deal. Ask the local helper not to mention you're a foreigner until pricing is agreed upon. Interhome International, interhome.com. Based in Zurich, more than 20,000 homes for rent in Europe. Rentvillas.com provides unique renting experiences from cottages and farmhouses to castles throughout Europe, including France, Italy, Greece, Spain, and Portugal. Computer remote access and backup tools. Go to MyPC. Go to MyPC.com. This software facilitates quick and easy remote access to your computer's files, programs, email, and network. It can be used from any web browser or wireless device and works in real time. I have used GoToMyPC religiously for more than 5 years to access my U.S.-based computers from countries and islands worldwide. This gives me the freedom to leave all computers at home. WebEx PC Now. PCnow.webex.com. WebEx, the leader in corporate remote access, now offers software that does most of what GoToMyPC offers, including cut and paste between remote computers, local printing from remote computers, file transfers, and more. Dropbox, getdropbox.com, and SugarSync, sugarsync.com, then JungleDisk, jungledisk.com, and Mosey, mosey.com. Both Dropbox and SugarSync perform backups and syncing of files between multiple computers, home and travel computers, for example. JungleDisk and Mosey, I use the latter, have fewer features and are more specifically designed for automatic backups to their online storage. Free and low-cost internet IP telephones. Skype, skype.com. Skype is my default for all phone calls. It allows you to call landlines and mobile phones across the globe for an average of 2 to 5 cents per minute or connect with other Skype users worldwide for free. For about 40 euros per year, you can get a U.S. number with your home area code and receive calls that forward to a foreign cell phone. This makes your travel invisible. Lounge on the beach in Rio and answer calls to your office in California. Nice. Skype chat, which comes with the service, is also perfect for sharing sensitive login and password information with others, as it's encrypted. Vonage. Vonage.com and Uma. Uma.com. Vonage offers a small adapter for a monthly fee that connects your broadband modem to a normal phone. Take it on your travels and set it up in your apartment to receive calls to a U.S. number. Uma has no monthly fees and doesn't require a landline, but it offers similar hardware you can connect to broadband for a local U.S. number anywhere in the world. VoIP Buster, VoIPBuster.com, and RebTel, RebTel.com. Both VoIP Buster and RebTel can provide alias numbers. Enter a friend's overseas number on their sites and both will give you a local number in your area code that will forward to your friend. VoIP Buster also acts as a cheaper Skype with free calls to more than 20 countries. International multiband and GSM compatible phones. My World Phone. MyWorldPhone.com. I'm partial to Nokia phones. Ensure whichever phone you purchase is unlocked, that the SIM card can be swapped out in different countries with different providers. World Electronics USA, worldelectronicsusa.com. Good explanation of which GSM frequencies and bands function in which countries, which will determine which phone you purchase for travel and perhaps home. Tools for off the beaten path. Satellite phones. Satphonestore.com. If you will be in the mountains of Nepal or on a remote island and want the peace of mind, or headache, of having a phone nearby, these phones work via satellite instead of towers. Iridium has been recommended for widest reception, pole to pole, with Globalstar in second place, three continents. Rent or purchase. pocket-size solar panels, Solio.com. Satellite phones and other small electronics are of little use, skipping stones, perhaps, if their batteries die. Solio is about the size of two packs of cards and fans out into small solar panels. I was surprised to find that it charged my cell phone in less than 15 minutes, more than twice as fast as a wall outlet. Adapters are available for almost anything. What to do once you get there? Career experiments and more. Verge Magazine. Meetup. Meetup.com. Search by city and activity to find people who share similar interests all over the world. Become a travel writer. Writtenroad.com. Get paid to travel the world and record your thoughts. This is a dream job for millions. Get the inside scoop on the travel publishing world from veteran Jen Leo, author of Sand in My Bra and Other Misadventures, Funny Women Write from the Road. This blog was a Frommer's Budget Travel top choice and also features great practical articles about low-tech travel and going gadgetless. Teach English. ESLCafe.com. Dave's ESL Cafe is one of the oldest and most useful resources for teachers, would-be teachers, and learners of English. Features discussion boards and teachers' wanted job postings worldwide. Turn your brain into Play-Doh. Jaiwire.com. Travel the world so you can instant message IM with your friends in the U.S. This site lists more than 150,000 hotspots where you can feed your information OCD. Be ashamed if this becomes your default activity. If you're bored, just remember, it's your fault. I've been there, so I'm not preaching. It happens to the best of us from time to time, but get more creative. Test a new career, part or full-time, working overseas. WorkingOverseas.com. This encyclopedia is an exhaustive menu of options for the globally minded, compiled and updated by Jean-Marc Hachet, former international careers editor of Transitions Abroad magazine. Worldwide opportunities on organic farms, WWOOF.com. Learn and then teach sustainable organic farming techniques in dozens of countries, including Turkey, New Zealand, Norway, and French Polynesia. Chat and email in a language you don't know. Google chatbots. bit.ly/imbot. Use this to chat in real time using almost any language. Instant message directly from your Gmail email account with anyone in the world. Nice Translator. NiceTranslator.com and Free Translation. FreeTranslation.com. Translate text from English into a dozen languages and vice versa. Surprisingly accurate. Though the lost in translation 10 to 20% can get you in trouble, Nice Translator is faster and can be used on the iPhone. Become fluent in record time. Language addicts and accelerated learning. For all things language related, from detailed how-to articles, how to reactivate forgotten languages, memorize 1,000 words per week, master tones, etc., to mnemonics and the best electronic shortcuts, click on language at 4hourblog.com. Learning languages is an addiction of mine and a skill I have taken apart and reassembled to be faster. It is possible to become conversationally fluent in any language in 3 to 6 months. Find language exchange partners and materials. LiveMocha, LiveMocha.com. EduFire, EduFire.com. And SmartFM, Smart.fm/. I particularly like their brain speed learning game. About.com, About.com. Some of the more popular languages have excellent tutorials on About.com. Italian.about.com, Spanish.about.com, German.about.com, French.about.com. 15. Filling the void. Adding life after subtracting work. To be engrossed by something outside ourselves is a powerful antidote for the rational mind, the mind that so frequently has its head up its own ass. Anne Lamott, Bird by Bird. There is not enough time to do all the nothing we want to do. Bill Watterson, creator of the Calvin and Hobbes cartoon strip. King's Cross, London. I stumbled into the deli across the cobblestone street and ordered a prosciutto sandwich. It was 10:30 a.m. now. The fifth time I'd checked the time, and the 20th time I'd asked myself, what the bleep am I going to do today? The best answer I had come up with so far was, get a sandwich. 30 minutes earlier, I had woken up without an alarm clock for the first time in 4 years, fresh off arriving from JFK the night before. I had so been looking forward to it, awakening to musical birdsong outside, sitting up in bed with a smile, smelling the aroma of freshly brewed coffee, and stretching out overhead like a cat in the shade of a Spanish villa. Magnificent. It turned out more like this. Bolt upright as if blasted with a foghorn, grab clock, curse, jump out of bed in underwear to check email, remember that I was forbidden to do so, curse again, look for my host and former classmate, realize that he was off to work like the rest of the world, and proceed to have a panic attack. I spent the rest of the day in a haze, wandering from museum to botanical garden to museum, as if on rinse and repeat, avoiding internet cafes with some vague sense of guilt. I needed a to-do list to feel productive and so put down things like eat dinner. This was going to be a lot harder than I had thought. Postpartum depression. It's normal. Man is so made that he can only find relaxation from one kind of labor by taking up another. Anatole France, author of The Crime of Sylvestre Bonnard. I've got more money and time than I ever dreamed possible. Why am I depressed? It's a good question, with a good answer. Just be glad you're figuring this out now and not at the end of life. The retired and ultra-rich are often unfulfilled and neurotic for the same reason. Too much idle time. But wait a second. Isn't more time what we're after? Isn't that what this book is all about? No, not at all. Too much free time is no more than fertilizer for self-doubt and assorted mental tail-chasing. Subtracting the bad does not create the good. It leaves a vacuum. Decreasing income-driven work isn't the end goal. Living more and becoming more is. In the beginning, the external fantasies will be enough, and there is nothing wrong with this. I cannot overemphasize the importance of this period. Go nuts and live your dreams. This is not superficial or selfish. It is critical to stop repressing yourself and get out of the postponement habit. Let's suppose you decide to dip your toe in dreams like relocating to the Caribbean for island hopping or taking a safari in the Serengeti. It will be wonderful and unforgettable, and you should do it. There will come a time, however, be it 3 weeks or 3 years later, when you won't be able to drink another piña colada or photograph another damn red-assed baboon. Self-criticism and existential panic attacks start around this time. But this is what I always wanted. How can I be bored? Don't freak out and fuel the fire. This is normal among all high performers who downshift after working hard for a long time. The smarter and more goal-oriented you are, the tougher these growing pains will be. Learning to replace the perception of time famine with appreciation of time abundance is like going from triple espressos to decaf. But there's more. Retirees get depressed for a second reason, and you will too. Social isolation. Offices are good for some things. Free bad coffee and complaining thereof, gossip and commiserating, stupid video clips via email with even stupider comments, and meetings that accomplish nothing but kill a few hours with a few laughs. The job itself might be a dead end, but it's the web of human interactions, the social environment, that keeps us there. Once liberated, this automatic tribal unit disappears, which makes the voices in your head louder. Don't be afraid of the existential or social challenges.